Back here at Ozarks now, as promised, talking to us just over 24 hours before the big Pella Windows and Doors Border Battle, the third edition, Branson Pirates, Harrison Goblins this year in Branson. We have a few minutes to visit with the superintendent of the Harrison School District, Dr. Stuart Pratt. Of course, Dr. Pratt is one of those folks that has connections both ways. He was athletic director at Branson for several years. And Stuart, it's great to have you back on the program again.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to talk to you, too.
Boy, I tell you what, it's just hard to believe we're already here. It just seems like summer blinked by, and I know a lot of us here in Missouri are getting back to school now, but you have been in school for a couple of weeks now. How's everything going to start the year in Harrison?
It's going really well. We've just come off of a fantastic 25 school year with some really good academic performance, and we've had some outstanding activity performance in athletics, and we're just really excited as we enter into this 26-27 school year. So, you know, we've got a great staff and we've got a great community, and it loves its public school, and we've got a ton of support, and we're just going to try to get better every day, and we're off to a great start.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you guys may be a little bit of a hangover because the city of Harrison's been busy celebrating this year. I know America is celebrating 250, but Harrison is celebrating 150, so it's kind of been electric down there, hasn't it?
It has, Scott. This is the 150th anniversary for Harrison, the community, and add to that, we'll be celebrating a little bit this fall later on. It'll be the 100th year of the Goblin mascot for our school district. So, yeah, there's a lot of things, the 250 for the nation, 150 for Harrison, and 100 years of being a Goblin.
Yeah, well, the last time I saw the Goblin, it didn't look 100 years old. Goblin really shows the... I wish we could take some lessons for the Goblins and look like that at 100, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, there's been some changes over the years. We've got, you know, a history of pictures and designs where the eyes are a little different, the hair's a little different, the face a little different, but, you know, it all comes down to what's in everyone's heart, and yeah. Like I said before, our community is just super supportive of our school, and they just bleed blue and gold.
So, if you know, what is the history of the Goblin? How did that come to be in Harrison?
Some really unique history behind the Goblin and how it came to be, and Crooked Creek and all those pieces that came into play, and we're celebrating our school district and the Goblin, and we're just super excited. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, I tell you, there's a lot of fun, and I guess we probably ought to, before we go any further, kind of address what is the elephant in the room, and that is the third annual Pella Windows and Doors Border Battle. Each team has won a home game. Branson a couple years ago, Goblins were able to take it last year, of course, and you know where I'm going with this. Dr. Nate Moore was here on my program a few weeks ago, and I know you've known Nate for a long time, and, you know, he's been talking about, you know, really that little spot on the trophy case has been empty. That trophy needs to come back to Branson. Something tells me, though, you kind of got used to it last year and kind of like to see it back in your trophy case.
We do. You know, we just want to make sure that no dust collects on any of our shelving, so we need to fill that as much as we can with this border trophy. So we're going to do our very best, but we're excited. We have a new head football coach. His name's Van Pascal, and Coach Pascal is working hard, and our kids are working hard, and he's got a great staff, and we're just learning and growing. And this last week we had what we call a benefit game in Arkansas. We played over at Rogers, and a lot of kids play. It's not about a win or a loss. It's about seeing what you've got to work on. And we're excited. We've got some things we got to get better in, and we've got some things that we see some real promise, and we're hoping to bring it to the Pirates this Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that Van Pascal is new to Harrison, but he's not new to winning. He's coming off a state championship with Cross Country High School last year, and had another state championship a few years before that. And besides that, you don't actually have too bad of a team coming back. I mean, you made that run to the quarterfinals last year. We will save the opinions on how the Little Rock Parkview game went, because those that saw it probably know. Some of our people here that just saw that, well, we won't go there, because even on a recorded interview, we got to watch what we say. But
yeah,
great year for the Goblins last year, and I know with all that momentum going through, and I think folks that know football know your conference 5A West is probably as tough as it gets in Arkansas. Probably some good feelings coming into the season.
We do. You're right, Scott. You're right on the money. We had a we started off a little slow. We had some injuries, but man, our kids came through, and at the end, they were really surging and gelling, and things were snapping into place. And I know Coach Pascal's watched all those films, and we've got some of those kids back, and we're excited, and we, you know, our quarterback's back, and we just feel like we're going to be in a good spot. We just, again, it's going to be a great game, and it's a great drive. I mean, whether Branson comes to Harrison or Harrison comes to Branson, it's a great drive up 65, and it's a great opportunity for us to step across the line and see some really good competition. Branson's such a great school, and you know I have fond memories of being there, and there's just so many high-quality people there and a great community, and we know we're in for a tough battle, but I think we're going to try to give everything we can to Coach Hafner and his team, and he does a great job, and we're just going to give him all we can.
Yeah, and really, for Stuart, for the communities, too, it's really something that's talked about, and I know, and I'm going to be transparent, I think most folks know that when it comes to Harrison, the rivalry game is actually the following week at Mountain Home, or at Mountain Home. I know they're coming to your place this year, and, you know, we're actually starting a new tailgate series this year, which we, you know, we've been doing tailgate parties with Branson home games for years. We actually did do one before the game at Harrison last year, and we're actually taking our tailgate on the road in the first one after the Branson home game is going to be down there prior to the Harrison Mountain home game, and we're really looking forward to that. And before we take our break here and talk a little bit of school business, and again, I don't want to, you know, take the Pella windows and doors back of the that game to take a back seat, because it's going to be a great rivalry. I know both schools want to win it, but for someone that has not experienced a Harrison Mountain home game, that is almost an entity unto itself, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of years and two great communities, and, you know, obviously I'm biased to Harrison, but Allison Dewey's the superintendent at Mountain Home, and they've got a great team, and they've got a good coaching staff, and we just gotta take care of business the next week. But right now we're focused on the Pirates tomorrow, and then we'll worry about Mountain Home the next week. But it is a huge rivalry for us.
Don't forget that, of course, we'll have the tailgate party presented by Ken Bowling Construction from Pirate Stadium tomorrow. We'll start around, our tailgate party itself will start at 3:30. We'll start broadcasting from the stadium just before 5 o'clock. And then, of course, we have the games on two of our stations. Of course, Branson broadcasts with yours truly here, and Kevin Russell will be here on Legends 106.3. Our buddy Todd Scarborough and Chad Bishop will be handling the play-by-play and duties and all that coverage duties over on New Country 102.9 as we get high school football underway. Stuart Pratt, the superintendent of the Harrison School District, is joining us. We're going to take a break and keep Stuart here for a few minutes, because we want to talk a little bit about the school year in general and some of the things coming up in Harrison as we continue on Ozarks Now from Legends 106.3. Back here on Ozarks Now, we're continuing our conversation with Stuart Pratt, the superintendent of the Harrison School District. Of course, we talked a lot about the border battle earlier with the game coming up with Branson tomorrow night at Pirate Stadium. We'll talk and remind you about that in a few moments. Stuart, we were talking about some of the things that have happened at the Harrison School District on campus. Maybe a very significant thing for you, and this has been a couple years in the making, I know, but you were talking about the partnerships you have in the community, and that goes for the city of Harrison, certainly. But there's been some teamwork going on to try to make your traffic situation there a lot better on Goblin Drive. Kind of talk about what's been going on the last 2 years.
Absolutely. So our mayor, Mayor Jerry Jackson, and our partners with Arkansas Department of Transportation, RDOT is what we call it, has worked really hard, and we've had some congestion points through our town, and we don't want people to bypass our town. We want people to come through and see the great people we have here, but we've addressed those things, and I'm really proud of our governmental officials for stepping in and trying to take care of some of those things and make some improvements. And most of all is safety. You know, just the amount of traffic coming through town, we just want to make sure those intersections and those areas getting in and out of our businesses and retail stores and shops is safe. And they've done a great job of working on it, and it's just getting better and better every day. We've added some new roads. We have a new 3 roundabout road in front of our high school and middle school, and it's just beautiful. It's going to be outstanding, and it's working really well. And we have We have a new bridge downtown that's made our bus traffic even better. So not only do they partner with the school, but they are partnering with the community and just trying to make Harrison a great place to live. And we'd already know that, but we're just trying to attract some people in and say, hey, stop in for a little bit. Let us show you some Southern hospitality.
Yeah, speaking of that bridge dedication, I do want to give a shout out to your band because your band actually performed at that ceremony that was a couple of weeks ago. The Chamber had done a video of it, and I actually watched the video a little bit later on that day, and they really did. And I know Ardon had a big part in putting that ceremony together along with the city, but they really included all the community, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, that's the thing about Harrison is that we have such community involvement. We have civic groups. We have our schools. We have all kinds of organizations that are all a piece of those kind of events that occur. And our government, our city council, and our mayor does a great job to make sure people are included. And again, RDOT has a big investment here, and it was just a great ceremony.
Stuart, talk a little bit about the school district itself. Tell us kind of how things are going as far as a number of students. Is your number staying steady? Are you seeing a slight growth or decrease? Kind of tell us how the numbers are laying out for you as you get into this school year.
Yeah, and in the state of Arkansas, there's a big push politically for parent choice of education, and there's some merit to that, and there's also quite a bit of pride. We believe in public school. We think it's what's built our country, and we also believe it's the cornerstone of many small towns. But in Harrison, we have lost students. We've got some parents that are trying out homeschooling and some other options, virtual schooling and things like that. So we're down in enrollment. We've dropped about almost 200 students over the last 2 years, and that hurts a little bit. But the thing that we are just going to focus on is we're focusing on our academics and showing that students can learn and grow academically, and right now we've set some really high targets, and we have achieved many of those and performing very well in the state in reading and literacy skills and math and science. And I'm just so proud of our staff. They've done well, and our partnerships again with the community and our parents have kicked in. They want their child to be the best and educated and ready to go into our workforce, and we're there. We're hitting almost 60% proficient and advanced in ELA, which is English, and reading, and in math and science. And we're trying to hit a quadruple hit there at 60% proficient and advanced. And there's not very many in our state that brag that. So we're really feeling good about it.
What does it say about your staff and faculty that even though the numbers have dropped, it seems like that's almost reinforced their commitment to make sure that the students that are there are taken care of?
Well, yes, I think so. And Scott, I think, you know, one of the things that we're just going to provide a great product. Here's the thing. Our staff is just committed to provide a great product. We're going to work our tails off to help students to be as successful as they can be, to be the very best. And we're going to push hard, and sometimes we push maybe a little too hard, and sometimes we don't push hard enough, but we're going to work really hard to hit those high academic marks. We're going to provide a lot of opportunities for our kids and in gifted programs and advanced programs. We're also going to give support when they need support academically, and then we're going to provide a lot of other activities like athletics and band and choir. We got world-class choir, you know, and speech and debate and theater and all those things. We're going to make sure that we provide a well-rounded student. We have a huge ag program. High school has about 840 students in it, and we have almost 400 in ag. So we have a dynamic programming going on in our district. And, yeah, our enrollment is down, but we're going to stay the course, provide great opportunities for students. And then I believe, and our staff believes, that in the long run they'll come back and see that, hey, this is a great place and we should take advantage of it.
Well, and before we wrap up, I do want to pay a compliment. Now, I may not pay you many compliments tomorrow night, especially between about 7 and 9. May have to watch that one a little bit. But as far as, you know, had a chance to be down there last year. First time I'd actually done a game at FF's Garrison Stadium when the Pirates were there playing the Goblins in the border battle last year. Done several basketball games over the last few years. The Branson girls have now been playing in the Lentil Thomas Classic down there, and been to the park to it's Community First Park or the Equity Bank Park. I don't remember. I know mm-hmm. that where the baseball and softball teams play. you have some really good facilities. Didn't even mention the Performing Arts Center, which I've heard a lot of good things about. So the school district, you know, regardless of the student numbers, Stuart, just to pay you a compliment, I mean, your facilities are really, really good, and you treat them well, and I think that's something you're probably proud of.
We are. We're very proud. And again, it all comes back to that support of the community and our community. They are very invested in the Goblins and in our school system. And you couldn't ask for a better place to be. And I've been at some really good places, and Branson was one of them. But I'm very proud of just being here at Harrison and just thankful to get to work alongside some incredible people and as we lead students. And it's an amazing place. Great place to end a career.
And here's the thing about it, Stuart. And Stuart, by the way, just mentioned his age there, even though he didn't give us a number. But I think that pretty, because Stuart has been at it for a while. I do know that, and have seen you at many years stops, including, of course, many years you were at Willard before you were here at Branson. But Let's remind folks, of course, tomorrow's the big game, the Pella Windows and Doors Border Battle, which will feature Harrison here in Branson. I will just tell you the atmosphere is going to be great, and yes, there will be a lot of fun trash talking going between the communities and between the schools. I think that's already going on, to be honest with you. But in the end, it really is a great regional event, and I'm glad that it was able to happen. I'm glad the school districts, with all the conference realignment up here, were able to get Branson and Harrison on the schedule. And I know we're good for at least another 2 years, but hopefully, Stuart, that can continue for a while, because I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, as superintendent, I mean, I can't make all the promises, but I don't see any reason to end this opportunity between our two schools, and we're gonna do everything in our power to keep it moving forward, turn it into a tradition. Scott, I did have a question for you. On the tailgate party, is there going to be any karaoke? Because I've heard that some of the administration, you know, especially like in the athletic department, maybe Mr. Wilson, Dr. Wilson, or Mr. Howerton or somebody might be a fond to karaoke. I didn't know if there might be any of that tomorrow night.
Well, I don't know if karaoke's on the schedule, Stuart, because we are concerned with the health of all of our citizens, and I think some of those people singing karaoke may not be. And here's the problem: you know that Brandon Wilson learned to sing from his dad, and that's all I need to tell you there. That probably wouldn't. Well, they could carry a tune, but just not very far. Let's just put it that way. So
okay.
So now, if they want to do a karaoke off. You know what? I might talk to Josh Clark. He might see if he could get something set up. We could have a lot of voices wailing there in the mezzanine at Pirate Stadium tomorrow. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we may have opened a can of worms there. I'm not sure we should need to do that or not. We want your radio station to survive.
That's so. Right. Well, we would, needless to say, we couldn't air the music, but we at least somebody would be able to see it. Stuart, it's always great talking to you, and I hope we'll get a chance to holler each other tomorrow night at Pirate Stadium, and take care of yourself. And hope you have a great school year down there, and we'll look forward to a good game tomorrow.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate speaking with you.
You're sure welcome. Bye-bye. That is Dr. Stuart Pratt, the superintendent of the Harrison School District, joining us here on Ozarks Now. And again, the Pella Windows and Doors Border Battle tomorrow night at Pirate Stadium. Again, we'll have the coverage here at Legends 106.3, presented by Branson Bank and College of the Ozarks. Plus, of course, our Harrison friends with Todd and Chad will have the coverage over in New Country 102.9. And, we'll be hanging out with each other tomorrow. Beamer will be up there from New Country as well. And we'll just have a great time and then get to the football game as well. Hour 2 of Ozarks Now is on the way from Legends 106.3.